Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Selinek is here, too. Tom is a new friend. He's the founder and CEO of Intertech, a Minnesota-based technology consulting and training firm. And he's an award-winning entrepreneur that's he's just like us, folks, in that he makes payroll every other Friday, if not every Friday. He's the author of a new book, The 100 Building Blocks for Business Leadership. He's our new friend, Tom Selinek. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's fabulous to be here. Thank you.
Am I saying your last name correctly, Selinek?
Yeah.
With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, why did you feel that you need, of all the things you could talk about, all the technology, cool technology stuff you could tell us about and all the other things, you felt like you needed to talk about leadership building blocks? Why was that a big deal to you?
Yeah, I started the book as a kind of a guide for my employees to share how we do stuff at my firm.
How many employees you got?
75.
All right.
And the more that I got into it, the more I realized that the stuff that I was saying that we do here is stuff that applies really to all businesses. Mm. And so I took the additional step and found a publisher, and the book was released just a couple months ago.
Right. Well, congratulations. So let's talk about some of the things that you think are important. You've got a list here: living your best life, using employees the right way, how to hire people, how to lead them, how to deal with competition, how to bring out the best in people. What if you were giving me an elevator presentation? Right, we're going up 10 floors. Which one of these out of the book would you give me first?
I get all 10 floors. That's pretty good.
It's a fast elevator.
the very first chapter, when I started my company a couple dozen years ago, I was just consumed by my business. And a few years after starting the firm, I read Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, and in there he talks about, the purpose of a business isn't to be this all-consuming thing. The purpose of a business is to give life. And so I set about trying to make that true in my own firm, to make it so that this is something that could give me, flexibility to do things outside of the firms, and flexibility to be with my family versus having it be this thing that was insatiable. And
do you think that's something that people... Because see, what you're touching on is this debate about what is an entrepreneur, right? I mean, a lot of people out there think an entrepreneur is somebody who's going to create a business that within 5 years will go from 0 to 500 employees and scale across the world. You know what I mean? They think that's what an entrepreneur is. I think that's one of the definitions of an entrepreneur, but I don't think that's the definition of an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim.
I think that's what you're trying to say right there, right? Because what you just said is the opposite of what I said.
Yes. Yeah, I think that there are different flavors of small business and entrepreneurship. And, for my firm, organic, predictable, profitable growth is what I want. And along with that...
And your exit strategy, right? Your exit strategy, not an investor's exit strategy.
Exactly. When I look at the returns that I can get from my business versus the returns that I could get in the market or in some fixed account,
mm-hmm.
My own business, as I'm sure true for the listeners out there, it just outperforms the market by a ton.
But even if it didn't, and you and I both know, Tom, that so many small business owners are so talented, they could get a job as a VP or running somebody else's company and make a lot more money, but they're not making that much. They're not being as financially successful because what they're doing makes them happier.
And that is important in life.
How big a deal is that?
I think it's huge. To be in a job that is miserable and doesn't make you happy, life is short, and, you know, truth be told, when people ask me how I started my firm, the driving thing behind my firm was I had a manager that I just didn't like. And without being too Pollyanna, it was it was really a gift, because if that person had been fabulous and supported me in what I was trying to do, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
I got downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s.
Okay.
Within 3 years of starting my own business, after the second time, I went back and thanked both of them. I did.
One of the things
that's in your quest is to know what happy people know. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, that here too is another book that I've read, and there is not a correlation between, once you get above the poverty level, there's not a correlation between how much money you have and how happy you are.
Mm-hmm.
That the three big drivers for happiness in life, and I talk about this in the book, and I also cite the book that I read in What Happy People Know, is to have a purpose, to have appreciation, and then the big one is relationships. That those are the big three, that if one of those are missing in your life, you're not going to be happy.
I'm listening. Keep going. You're doing good.
So, you know, for each one of those, you know, for purpose, we need to have something that's bigger than ourselves. I've read studies of people that have lived to be 100, and a common thing that they all have in together is that there was an overriding bigger sense of purpose in their life than just showing up every day and living.
Napoleon said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon."
That is, I talk about that in the book too.
Yeah,
and that ties back to giving employees positive feedback for a job well done, and not only that, but making sure that we do it in the right way. That if we just slap someone on the back and say, "Hey, you did a good job," that ain't enough. We need to be specific about what they did. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that they really went out of their way to make that happen, and then when and where we can, relate back to how what they did has affected you personally.
Don't just appreciate them. Personalize the appreciation.
Exactly. Yeah.
These are leadership steps, and then of course the relationship. In 20 seconds, define that for us.
What is that, Jim?
The relationship. When you talk about the relationship.
The relationship between.
That was the third thing. Was
yeah,
the relationship?
You bet. Is tying back to what it means to me personally. So, for example, if a salesperson lands a large account in the Twin Cities that I've always wanted, saying, you know, I appreciate you going your way to make it happen because I've always wanted to see ABC on our company's list of clients.
Right. Tom Selleck, ladies and gentlemen, 100 building blocks for business leadership. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.